sometimes when we start our like high ticket business, right, initially when we see the path from where we are to where we want to go to achieve our wildest goals and dreams, etc., we usually do not anticipate the obstacles. We don't anticipate the hurdles, the challenges, the betrayal, things that don't work out in our favor, or just life being overwhelming. And you're like, ah, that's not really part of my timeline, you know, like I want to help you, but that means that I got to take my focus off this thing, which means this project will be delayed by a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. It could be really a lot. And what I want to just remind you of is when that happens, it's okay. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Diamond Life Mentor Podcast with your host, Balazs Debicardos. And I just want to say, what's up? It's been a minute. I haven't had a new recorded episode in a little while. And I just wanted to come out here and kind of give you a few updates on how the last few months has kind of played out for myself and be completely vulnerable, transparent, and open with you around how sometimes things can be challenging. They can be overwhelming. They could be somewhat stressful. And it feels like you just got so much going on all at once that it could be kind of challenging to handle, right? And I know that a lot of you look up to me and you're inspired by me, my story, my success, whatever you want to call it. And I just sometimes need to be extra transparent with you that, you know, life has ups and downs. It has peaks and valleys. It has obstacles and challenges, regardless of who you are on this planet. Doesn't matter. Any single person that you would consider to have it all figured out or everything's dialed in or whatever still has a lot of challenges going on. So without getting into all the specific details at this time, which I'm going to skip over, I just wanted to take an opportunity to share some of the lessons that I've been learning about recently, how I've been approaching the overwhelm, and how sometimes we need to reprioritize things that are going on to better accommodate any surprises that might come up. So I'll give you an example. As most of you know, I talk a lot about like the energy of the year, and that 2024 is an 8-year, which is prosperity, success, abundance, you know, things kind of really taking off in a big way. And that has definitely been a theme for me so far this year, where it's kind of like you got to strap in and hold on because the rocket ship is taking off. And while that sounds cool, sounds exciting, like if you said, are you ready to blast off and whatever, it's like, yeah, of course, because it feels like there's a lot of growth and a lot of leveling up and quantum leaping and this kind of stuff that comes along with launching like a rocket. But if you were to actually be tied to a rocket and strapped on, you would most likely not enjoy it as much because it's intense and it goes really fast and it's not like a fun ride. It's the speed at which things happen are almost past the enjoyable sensations. Anyways, so yeah, I had this big plan for launching a new platform, a system, you know, new community. There's all these really exciting projects under development that are a part of this bigger project. And so that's all great and everything. But then there's like life that happens simultaneously. And so for me, this past few months has been extra challenging. I have a 3-year-old. We've been under the weather, my family, like my wife, my daughter, my mom, you know, under the weather, navigating all that stuff. We had our nanny slash house manager quit on us basically right when we really needed her the most. So there's been a lot of these curveballs and a lot of these surprises. And so because of the situation that I'm in, you know, I'm a present stay-at-home dad. My family's my number one priority. I've been put in this bit of a rock and a hard place of, well, I said these things, I have these projects, I'm excited about these things that I want to get done. but simultaneously my family needs me more than I anticipated they might need me a while ago. And so I've had to restructure things, and it's been tough. You know, it's been tough because on one side, I'm excited about those projects and I just want to work on them and get them done. But on the other side, I know that it's not the right thing to do when it comes to how much I care about my family and being there for them. So because of this, certain things have fallen off my priority list, and the podcast is still a high priority, but just being able to dedicate the time and space for a new episode has been kind of slipping through the cracks a little bit. And I'm thankful for my team. They've been able to support by putting out a few valuable pieces of content recently that has still kept the schedule on point. And hopefully you've enjoyed those little snippets that we've shared with you the past month or so that has added value into your life, regardless of me not doing like a new episode at this time. So while all this is going on, I also got invited to Mr. Oshiro's birthday down in Okinawa, Japan. And that was a bit of a curveball once again, because it was a last minute invitation and it really didn't make sense. Like, it didn't make sense from a time commitment. It didn't make sense for me to fly over all over the world. I had to travel 24 hours each way and then be there for like a few days and then come back. However, with that being said, sometimes the things that we need to do not make logical sense. And if we try to explain them, sometimes to our families, sometimes to our parents, or just anybody really, they would try to talk you out of it. Like, oh, that's silly. You shouldn't go. You know, that's crazy. You got to go so far for so little. And, you know, can't you just go next time? And can't, you know, all these different things. But sometimes the illogical thing is the right thing to do. And in my journey with this company, after 11 years to be invited in this capacity for the very first time, I knew that it was a necessary move, despite the obstacles, despite the sacrifices and the challenges. So I went. Now, when I went, you know, there are certain things that happen when I fly. I think I've talked about this before, but I am the most inspired when I'm in the air on an airplane. There's something about being above the clouds, looking out the window. Just, it's like you're going really fast, but you're also kind of feels like you're floating. I'm flying first class, business class, I'm laying down, I'm comfortable, I got good food, I got my Kangen water with me, I'm getting a full night's rest, 8 hours of sleep. There's just something about it where you're like, man, this feels like a dream. Like, it feels like I'm in a dream above the clouds, and all the inspiration, all the ideas, all the cool things just kind of flows to me. And so that in and of itself makes me level up as well. So that happened again. I got a chance to, you know, spend time with the CEO directly. We had some great conversations. I ended up doing a live stream in my GPM Facebook group as well, kind of talking about the experience, and just so humbled and grateful for being a part of this company. Currently number one in the world on the global contest, which was another reason why I'm like, I got to go. You know what I mean? Like, number one person, I got to go show my gratitude. I got to go show my respect. I got to go celebrate Mr. Oshiro. I got him a really, really cool custom gift. It was this special limited edition fountain pen that had all the symbolism, Japanese symbolism, this elephant engraved on it that represents long life, happiness, and prosperity and stuff. And he was blown away by that. So yeah, it was a really powerful, you know, and then I came back, then my family was under the weather, then I was like trying to catch up. It's just, it's been pretty, pretty hectic. So the reason why I wanted to come out here is because in your journey, in your business, whether you're at the level that I'm at or a level further along than I'm at or a level below, and you know, more in the early stages of your career, this kind of stuff happens. And sometimes when we start our like high ticket business, right, initially when we see the path from where we are to where we want to go to achieve our wildest goals and dreams, etc., we usually do not anticipate the obstacles. We don't anticipate the hurdles, the challenges, the betrayal, things that don't work out in our favor, or just life being overwhelming, or somebody in your family really needing you because of, you know, whatever might be going on. And you're like, ah, that's not really part of my timeline. You know, like, I want to help you, but that means that I got to take my focus off this thing, which means this project will be delayed by a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. It could be really a lot. And what I want to just remind you of is when that happens, it's okay. it's okay to quote unquote be late or delayed or feeling like you're behind schedule, because the thing that's really important for all of us to remember is, what schedule are we really on? Like, whose timeline are we really on? And sometimes we are the ones that are trying to grasp on to this control. It has to be by this time, or this would be the time we launch, and so on, which is fine. It's good to have goals. It's good to have targets. It's good to work towards something. But at the same time, if it is delayed a month or two or three, what if that new timeline, the unexpected timeline, the surprise, is actually, you know, God's timeline or the universe's timeline? It's like, that's when it's actually supposed to happen. It's actually supposed to come to fruition. And once it does, in hindsight, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, it will make a lot more sense when you look back. Ah, okay, I'm so happy that it actually did happen then versus some other time that you thought, because some other beautiful things also manifested and also were created. And so that's where my mindset has been at, is I've been battling this desire, this urge to move fast, to be done. I let the cat out of the bag, and I've let people know that, you know, this project with the system is coming. And so people are messaging me, hey, is it ready? Hey, you know, when is it ready? And it's, and I get it, like, I understand where people are coming from, but it's also kind of like the worst thing ever, because it's like, listen, when it's ready, you will know. In the meantime, your messages are actually just causing more stress and more problems, because I want this done and created and built and ready to go more than you want it. Like, you know, you don't need to remind me. I don't need to be micromanaged. And I'm saying this with love. I understand why people say that stuff. But, you know, I'm getting certain kind of undertone messages like, oh, I'm not really doing much with my business. I'm not really taking action. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting until this is done. I'm waiting. And you know, that puts a lot of like unnecessary pressure on me, because I'm like, well, why are you waiting? Like, I get it. You're excited and you're going to use something, but no one should ever be waiting. There should always be a level of action that you take with what you have access to, with the skills that you already do have, that you can make some progress, that you're not waiting around for me or anyone else to get the desired results that you want, which is kind of tied into the previous episode that I did that was called No One's Coming to Save You. Very much a similar topic, where do not let your power be reduced because you're counting on someone else to do certain things on your behalf. It's like, when it happens fine. But what if I am delayed 3 months? What if I am delayed 6 months? Then does that mean that you're delayed 3 to 6 months because you simply didn't do anything while you're waiting? That's not on me. That's on you. So don't do that. Take action. Do something in the meantime. And then when it's ready, I'll be ready. But yeah, so I've been in that situation. So what I was getting at is, when we have these timelines and these goals to start our businesses and get off to a good start, often I hear people say, like, my goal is to quit my job in 1 year. And then all these surprises happen with the economy, or you get laid off from your job, or, you know, there's a death in the family, or I don't know, anything that you would have never been able to anticipate in your plans. And when that does surprise somebody, it is often the reason why they give up. It is often the reason why they quit. I was having a conversation recently where we had some platforms in the past that closed down and stopped. And a large percentage of those individuals that were associated with those platforms have given up and quit and completely stopped their business because something outside of themselves closed down. And personally, I think that's really crazy, because you have to pivot. You have to be flexible. You have to be able to change around your priorities and your focus as it comes. And part of being successful is the ability to problem solve, to have critical thinking, to pause, you know, reflect, look at everything that is on your plate, or look at everything that is important to you, and just reshuffle the deck. And maybe your values were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 last month or 3 months ago, and maybe you had to rejumble them a little bit. So it's now 2, 3, 1, 4, 5, right? And it's a little bit mixed up, and that's perfectly okay. And so you adjust, you pivot, you do what you got to do, and take care of business, take care of your family, take care of what matters, and then have a plan to get back on track as soon as possible. So yeah, basically overall, things are all good. You don't have to worry about me. Nothing really super serious or negative has happened by any means. It's just a combination of me biting off more than I can chew because that's just my style. I'm a visionary. I got countless ideas. And now that I'm putting this role on myself of launching a system, I got even more ideas. So it's like, well, now that I'm going to be the one, quote unquote, in control of how this can work from the training, the education, and different ways that we can serve and help others, it has actually made it even harder because the original, like, basic idea, not basic, but the original idea has grown and evolved and got better and got bigger. And so there's a whole bunch of irons in the fire. And when you see it, you'll be like, damn, like, you'll get the complexity of it. You may not fully understand, like, how much work goes on behind the scenes for partnerships, for relationships, for getting things dialed in and optimized and set up, and all the contractors and editors and copywriters. And like, there's a lot of different people all kind of simultaneously working on projects, and it is a lot. So you may not fully grasp what you have in your hands. And often people almost downplay it, like, oh, this doesn't seem like that much work, and that's okay. But I promise you, if you ever took on a project or you already have in the past that is similar to this one, you'll be the first one to be like, oh no, it's probably 100 times more work than anyone who has never done the work can see and anticipate. So it's coming. We are excited. You know, the team is working hard. I'm working as hard as I can, despite all the extra surprises that are going on in my life at the moment. And yeah, I just wanted to update you guys on how excited I am for what's going on, you know, in 2024. The first 3 months has been a roller coaster ride. It's literally felt like being strapped to a rocket that is flying in different directions, up, down, sideways, left, down, up, back, down, but like going at the speed of a rocket. So it's like, whoa, how is it already almost the end of March? And how is the first quarter almost finished? It's pretty wild. And maybe you're experiencing something similar in your business or your life where it just seems like there's so much epicness going on, but you're still having a tough time managing it, right? Because when things really start picking up, and we talk about this all the time from a place of momentum, growth, quantum leaping, these are all really exciting things, but it requires you to become a new higher level version of yourself as well. And so when certain things are not working any longer, you have to go back to the drawing board and ask those tough questions, which is exactly what I help people do inside my mentorship program. Is like, we take a 360 self-assessment of everything in your life, and often by just simply looking at it, it like reveals to you the things that are not efficient, that are not optimized. And so I'm going through that same process again, where I'm asking myself, okay, based on my schedule, my priorities, how much I have allocated for this, how much I have allocated for that, is it time to revamp it? And obviously, the answer for me right now is yes, and I am revamping it to just make things more optimized and cut out anything that's not serving me or stopping anything that's not efficient, you know, hiring extra additional help and support where necessary, and really just kind of looking at everything, turning every stone and being like, okay, maybe this has been something we've outgrown, right? Personally, professionally, as a family, etc., where we need to kind of pivot and adjust. And that's where I'm at. So with that being said, I appreciate you. I hope you're doing awesome in your business. And I'm excited to get new content to you, new interviews coming soon. I know I've been saying that for quite some time. I just haven't really had the desire or the capacity to do the interviews right at this moment because of all these other projects on my plate. But it is something I want to do, and it will be coming eventually. Some point. And yeah, if you're looking for any help with how to reduce overwhelm and reduce stress in your business, then I could definitely be someone that can help support you, as I've had to do that many, many times. And I'm currently redoing that as well. I can share more of that with you. Feel free to book in a call and see if my mentorship program is possibly a good fit for you to help you in Q2 and beyond, because there's a chance that I may not do the mentorship for like super long term. So if you ever wanted to work with me in that capacity and learn from me in that capacity, then I would definitely urge you to take that step sooner than later, because I don't really see the mentorship necessarily being super long term, and that might be one of the things I'm restructuring and changing around in the future. And so in the meantime, not going to be stopping it anytime soon, but just saying, if that's something that you want me to help you like quantum leap and grow, then booking a call with my team, come hang out with us. And I'm really excited for what's to come next. I know this is a bit of a shorter episode. I just wanted to update you that life can get crazy hectic sometimes, and it's definitely felt like that for me in the last little bit here. But I'm going to get everything back super optimized and dialed in real soon here, and then we'll continue to grow together to the next level. And I'm excited to be a part of that with you. Thanks for sharing and listening to the show, tagging your teams on our social media, leaving reviews, and we'll see you again real soon. Take care. I hope you found something useful here to help you unlock more freedom in your life. We're just getting started. So if there's something you want to hear or a guest you want me to have on the podcast, shoot me a message at The Diamond Life Mentor on Instagram and let me know. You can discover incredibly helpful resources and more ways to build your diamond life now at my website, balazswcardos.com. At the end of the day, this is all about bettering yourself and helping others. So if you think you can help someone else by sharing this podcast, that would be the ultimate win for me. And of course, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.